Fred Film Radio, Cinéma du Réel, Paris, France.
Fred Film Radio, Bénédicte Pro, live from the Paris Documentary Film Festival, Cinéma du Réel, today with Kazuhiro Soda, who's presenting in the international competition the movie Senkyo 2, Campaign 2. Hello, Kazuhiro.
Hello.
Senkyo 2 is the follow-up of a documentary you made in 2007 called Campaign, which at the time followed the campaign for the town council of Kazuhiko Yamauchi, a dynamic, humorous character whom you call Yama-san.
Right.
And at the time he was running in the city of Kawasaki for the LDP, the Japanese Democratic Party. And it also became a worldwide project on democracy. And then the second movie, Senkyo 2, happened a little bit differently. This time, Kazuhiko Yamauchi decided to run at the last minute, and he decided to do so independently. Because suddenly there was Fukushima, and the LDP was pro-nuclear energy, right. And out of anger, suddenly he decided to run independently. Mm-hmm. And so he started to go on this campaign, a little bit absurd campaign, where he didn't really even try to get the votes of the voters. It's sort of a non-campaign.
Right.
So basically this project, it started as something, and it became something else entirely.
Yes, well, I didn't plan to make this film at all. I learned that he was running for office 3 days before he started campaigning. And I was really surprised to learn that he was running. And I was also in Hong Kong when I learned it. So I didn't have my equipment with me. So I had to buy a new equipment and I fly to Tokyo and follow him around. So it was really unexpected.
The material stayed with you for a while. You didn't use it right away because you filmed in 2011.
Right.
What triggered the need to take the material again, work on it and complete the movie?
Well, when I shot the movie, I didn't know what to do with the material I shot because it was something really weird. I mean, what I witnessed was too strange to me. I didn't know how to approach it, or I didn't know how to understand it. I didn't even have a clue. So I just left it for a while, for actually a year and a half. Didn't do anything about it. I didn't even take a look at it. But then in 2012, in December, there was a national election in Japan. That was the first national election since Fukushima disaster. And this time, LDP, which has been promoting nuclear, and also they were saying that they will continue to promote nuclear, they won a landslide victory. And I was really shocked because, you know, there was such a disastrous accident. And in the first election, Japanese people decided to pick LDP to run the nation. And I was really shocked, but at the same time, it gave me an inspiration to look at the material I shot a year and a half ago, because I felt the same mechanism kind of worked in the election, in both elections. One is the national election, which is very big. The other one is the election I shot with Yama-san, which is very small, local election. But actually, the hint to understand what was going on in national election could be located in the small election I observed. It's like a microcosmos, which I can closely examine. And I thought I could find a hint. So that's what inspired me to start editing. And as soon as I started editing, I think it took me only 2 or 3 weeks to have my first cut. I was right.
At some point, one candidate tells you, but you are filming the campaign of a candidate who is not campaigning. Mm. And you say, well, I'll just film anyway. Mm-hmm. It seems like you're already feeling that something is happening.
Yes, of course. I felt something strange was happening, but I couldn't put the finger on it. Like, I feel something, and I knew I can make something out of it. But I didn't know what. And a year and a half gave me a time to probably, it's kind of like a wine, you know. When I shot the material, it was like just a raw grape, but it kind of developed into wine in a year and a half. And now it's time to drink it.
Well, indeed, in light of the rest of the events in the movie are even more surreal, but there is a very surreal element in the campaign of this candidate who is non-campaigning. He's actually never even trying to get a vote from people. Sometimes he says, you don't have to vote for me. And he has a no-cost campaign. Probably his campaign costed more to you than to him. So he has a no-cost campaign with only posters who don't even stick.
Right.
But in front of him, he has other candidates who say that they are not allowed by the law to talk about their policies, who can only greet voters by saying hello, hello, in front of the metro. So they all seem to be campaigning on an emptiness, and they all say actually that they're campaigning against the way elections are carried out, while all kinds of little trucks are raiding the town for every other candidate, like a Disneyland kind of campaign.
Yes, I was actually shocked to see that because, you know, there was such a disaster, and election is supposed to be a great chance for the public to discuss what to do. We have a huge problem. What shall we do? And election is a perfect opportunity to discuss it and also to decide, you know, what to do. But our election system is not set up for that. that's something which was found out by observing the campaign of Yama-san. Our election system only allows people to go around the city repeating their name and also to bow in front of metros to ask for votes, and they cannot really discuss issues. That's the way the Japanese democracy is set up. So you can't really change it over time. We've been doing that for probably 40, 50 years since World War II, and we cannot really certainly change the way we do the election. So, you know, issues are not discussed. Nuclear disaster is not on the table to discuss. But still, we have election day, and people vote, or people do not vote because they are not interested. And we give the great power to politicians by doing that. And actually, probably that's the same thing happened in 2012 when Abe Shinzo LDP won a big time landslide victory. And I saw the same mechanism in both elections, and that's something I wanted to depict in the first election.
Bad people are elected by good people who don't vote.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. Actually, the line is from Yama-san. He quoted American proverb, bad politicians are elected by good people who don't vote. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, if the citizen refuse to participate, we don't have democracy. And that's really simple.
In the movie, you are a participant, speaking of participating.
Yes.
And you're famous for making observational cinema. This film is announced as an observational film. So how would you define your observational approach? And in what way did this movie nourish that approach? Because in this particular movie, people actually question the presence of your camera. One other candidate says, you are not creating anything. You're just here filming what is.
Well, I call my films observational films. When I say observation, I have two meanings. One is that I, as a filmmaker, try to observe the reality, meaning look and listen, and make a movie according to my observations, rather than the preconceptions I have beforehand. So that's why I don't do any research, or I don't write synopsis, I don't write scripts. I try not to have any preconception about the subjects, and I shoot spontaneously. And also I do the editing spontaneously. I don't try to set up a theme first. I try to discover the theme by editing. And another meaning for observation is I'd like the audience to observe what's going on in the movie, rather than I tell them what to feel, what to think. So campaign 2 falls into this category. I didn't want to force the public to think in certain way. I depicted the reality I saw, which is subjective. but it's open to people's interpretation. I didn't make the film to convey my message. I don't even want the public to feel anti-nuclear, although I personally believe that we should abolish nuclear, but I don't really expect the public to feel, well, we should abandon nuclear by watching the movie. It's not the purpose of the movie. My purpose is that I wanted to observe the reality and make a discovery and depict the world as I see and share it with the audience. And by sharing the experience with the audience, it's up to the audience what to take from the experience.
Will there be a campaign 3?
Yes, if Yama-san is running again, which I think he will do, I'll probably follow him around. Also, I'm interested in the process of democracy. So whenever I see interesting election coming up, probably I'll follow. But my interest is not only on politics. I've made films about mental illness or cats or theater artist. You know, my interest is very broad, so it's not necessarily limited to, you know, political elements.
Thank you so much. Arigatou gozaimasu.
Arigatou gozaimasu. Merci.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.